and welcome to our proprietary discovery call known as our mutual expectations call. This is a 20 to 40 minute call hosted by two executives from our franchisor company, and it's an invitation using a join me link screen share, meaning that we will invite our husband and wife, our executive, partner, into this call, typically budgeting 20 to 40 minutes. Our mutual expectation call is, again, a progression of educational sessions from the concept compatibility call into now the mutual expectation call. There is typically, after a concept compatibility call, a few small transition calls, just sort of formalizing what took place in the previous call and what is the steps of going forward. We typically will have as many as 10 of these on the corporate calendar per week. We like to have maybe two on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a Saturday morning, a Tuesday, where our client can receive an email invitation to select one of those mutual expectation times, so that it removes all of the reactive conversations, text, scheduling, rescheduling, cancellation. Would you let me ask my wife? No, she can't make it. Let's get our schedules together this week. No, I'm busy. It removes any and all reactiveness by having these mutual expectations scheduled on your corporate calendar. Our clients will all receive an email introducing the objectives of the mutual expectation call, and within that email, they'll be able to select and confirm which one. We'll have times dedicated to Pacific, Central, Mountain, as well as Eastern time. So please do everything you can to establish a standard email. Look at your corporate calendar and have availabilities at lunchtime, after dinner, and as well as a Saturday morning for convenience and scheduling for our gainfully employed executives. Now, I'd like to introduce to you again and reinforce something that's a continuous theme throughout this relationship, and that is that 90% of all franchise candidates will be gainfully employed. That does not offer much hope to a franchise executive. Listen to that carefully. That does not offer a lot of hope to a franchise executive. Why? The reason is that people considering going into business can't lose their incomes, can't lose 50% of their incomes, have health insurance, have dreams, they have support systems, they have reluctance, they have fears, they have circumstances that will not allow them to open a business regardless of how excited they are about you and your relationship, you and your concept. They have underlying circumstances preventing them to being able to go into business. So you'll hear from our call one, get acquainted, our coaching, our mentoring, throwing the rope, supplementing, transitioning, replacing, breaking away. You'll hear in the follow-up calls from the brochure to receiving the request for consideration, supplement, transition, breaking away. You'll notice in the franchise brochure that we have the perfect business of owner-operator, manage the manager, husband and wife, partner-partner, multi-unit operators, the continuous education of throwing the rope. If we are strong in helping people understand how they can manage the business, we are progressing them along through these steps of concept compatibility, ME. If you notice your client gets stuck and you can't figure out why they're stuck, why they're not returning your calls, why they fell off the map, It's because of these underlying circumstances that we have not prevented. You know, one of the things in mentoring and coaching people through the journey of self-employment is by nature, we are all wired to not be preventative. You know, example, our medical system, cut, surgery, react. By nature, we as human beings do not put preventative systems in place, thereby causing many, many problems to happen to us when it's too late. The same thing when we're taking a client through the sales process. We need to know preventatively that they could fall off the map at any time, and you're going to abruptly wonder why. The reason they fell off the map was not their lack of interest, was not their lack of trust in you. It's that you were unable to throw them the rope. They can't climb over their wall because of their circumstances. And so we must continue on the journey of coaching them. Now, after they get acquainted call, their concept compatibility call, they're excited, they want to move to the next step, our mutual expectation call is the first step of building chemistry, of beginning to ignite a new relationship. And this is why, again, we talk about the franchisor expectations and the franchisee expectations over a 10-year strategic partnership. So this is why we call it the mutual expectations call. And as we all know, in franchising, one of the most important attributes of a healthy and connected franchisee relationship is a franchisee that has an eager heart, a willing heart to follow and execute your business plan, to, quote, buy in passionately to your corporate culture, to be a healthy communicator with you, to be open and receptive to new ideas. All of this to say, there's a willingness to follow your business format and your business system. However, it's very common that when franchisees attend discovery days, formalize relationships, and celebrate their new investment, they are so excited and so enthusiastic that they now become overly opinionated, they become experts without experience, and they have more expertise than you as the franchisor because they were welcomed on enthusiasm and salesmanship. They weren't welcomed into an environment of culture. So when you're recruiting new partners, matching to new franchisees, it is critically important that the mutual expectation call begin to welcome an environment of collaboration in partnering that creates an environment of an eager heart, of an eager person willing to follow your business plan. If on the mutual expectation call, it is an environment of what we are going to do for you as a franchisee, we have missed that mark. If we are entering to a partnership with somebody, call it a marriage, call it a business partnership, call it a franchisor-franchisee relationship, if I as the franchisor are presenting something that suggests this is what we're going to do for you, I have completely disabled, disempowered a sense of responsibility in my expectations in the relationship. So the word mutual must remain mutual throughout this 40-minute session. Now, the first thing we like to do when presenting our screen share is make sure that we have a full screen, make sure that our guests, our clients are sitting near a desktop computer. They're generally not on devices as smartphones and iPads. And we want to make sure there's a clear tonality with a speaker box or a speaker phone that allows us to have not too loud and not too light of an exchange of conversation. And in the mutual expectation call, our introduction should be that this is where Rachel, we are going to find our chemistry and unity and oneness will begin to be born. Now, why am I using the word chemistry? Why am I using the word unity? Why am I using the word oneness? Because we are shaping a new body of one, a franchisor and franchisee. We're engaging in a 10-year marriage. We're signing a legal document, and we're investing a lot of capital, both us and you, in each other. So if we want a relationship of unity, of oneness, of chemistry, we have to, in our own hearts and souls, feel that that's a value to us. But if it's, what am I going to do to make you happy? What am I going to do to train you? What am I going to do to support you? I have disabled the unity, the oneness, the chemistry, and the responsibility within the professional relationship. So again, we in this presentation are creating this equal sense of engagement the entire way. So today, as we get started, what I would like to ask, Rachel, if you would allow me to offer up to you an outline for today's call, known as our... And what I'd like to do is kindly take a few minutes and restate our vision and our mission, our culture. Again, an opportunity to thread and theme and continue to reinforce culture. I won't take just a minute. I know we talked about it in our concept compatibility call, but I would like to just say this is what we are, who we are, and what we stand for. We're also going to be talking about, should we get to the point where we're inviting you to our Discovery Day here in our corporate headquarters? Should we get to that point where we extend an invitation, you accept, you get on a plane or drive to our corporate headquarters for an evening and a day? What we're going to be doing is introducing you to our stage one, once we are formalized, what we call our pre-opening services, our real estate process. We're then going to get into what we call our track to open, our weekly sessions, our track to profit, our weekly sessions, our stage two, what we call our stage two summit, a quarterly workshop that we get together for 2 or 3 days face-to-face and have a nice reinforcement workshop, what we call our stage two summit. And then we're going to get into our ongoing long-term relationship where as we evolve, we mature together, our appetites, our needs, our desires will not be as needy. We'll be coexisting independently, but yet interdependently. So we'll be talking a little bit about our ongoing support services. And lastly, we want to also speak to you about what we feel our marketing and distribution strategies are, how we market our business, our distribution, and lastly, our approved partners. So we'll go ahead and get started, if you will, as a little bit of an outline. And the first thing I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the vision of what we're doing. So even though we are in the egg bread business, we're in the hospitality business, we together have a common vision to build our annual income. We have a common vision to appreciate and build the equity of your restaurant, our franchise company. Together, we want to build a national brand. Together, we want our businesses to appreciate. Together, we want you to have an acquisition value. Should you have one or two restaurants, we want you to be able to sell your restaurant at a price that you're so happy and pleased with. So we're both building equity in our businesses. We want to support and encourage growth and expansion. We want to grow and experience your appreciation of your business. Lifestyle. We want to train each other. We want to support each other to enjoy a lifestyle of freedom and flexibility and being with our families, being with our children, that work-life balance. You know, we don't want to build a relationship where we're on the phones 24 hours a day and I'm calling you at night for hours on the phone and weekends you're calling me. We want to build a relationship that has work-life balance because we're both trained in what we're supposed to do. And lastly, we want to create an environment where both of our retirements are healthy and safe. You're building a healthy retirement. We're building a healthy retirement. And we're achieving our common long-term vision goals. Oh, by the way, we happen to be in the hospitality business. Oh, by the way, we're in the restaurant business. So what we also want to also talk about is that we are not what we call a commodity. We're a chef-driven brand. We are what I call a fine dining menu in an affordable fast casual environment. We have very, very high quality menu items. We have comforting foods, and we have health conscious drinks. And we want to stay true to the quality of the product, the quality of the service, the quality of the cleanliness. We want to stay true to our hours. We talked about in our first call. We want to stay true to not opening on Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights. We do not want to lose our key employees on weekends. We'll go through them very fast if we're open on Friday nights. 50% of them won't show on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So we want to really stay true to our corporate culture. Moving on a little bit, one of the things that we're most proud of is our real estate process. And this is what we call the minute we formalize a relationship. We have an internal system. And the most important thing that we'd like to say is that we do not use local brokers. We do not use local realtors that do residential real estate, the word realtor. And we do not use friends and family. Secondly, one of the biggest fundamentals of our brand is we, although we're excited about finding great locations, we don't want to get in our cars and drive up and down the corridors and call real estate agents on the pylon signs, And the reason for that is that all the local real estate agents on that same corridor know each other, and they know the landlords, and they've done 10 transactions before you and will do 10 after you. They have a relationship that they've built and protected that does not include your financial startup costs or your rent. They are in what we call soft collusion. Another way of saying it very graciously, you've probably heard stories as such where an attorney will have a preferred doctor, where he will send his car accident patients over and over and over again, so that they can collect fees. Real estate is very much the same. So please, we're going to be introducing you to our real estate team. Once we formalize is when we'll activate the real estate. Now, if you'd like to drive around and look for some fun locations, perfectly fine. Write the shopping center, the name of the agent, write it down, bring it to Discovery Day. But please do not call on locations and do not do walkthroughs. Do not get caught up in the network of soft collusion, because two things will happen in the soft collusion net. Number one, every agent will tell you this is market rate, and every agent will tell you this is all the landlords will do in this market. They are all conditioned to protect each other, and you are simply a transaction. So our location, your startup cost, and your rent are keys for us, and we want every franchise store to open as if it's corporately owned with our real estate team. We have our own technology, our own process. We have our own senior negotiator. None of them are friends, and our senior negotiator knows how to maximize your construction time, knows how to maximize your rent, free rent, knows how to get you discounted rent, knows how to get the landlord to invest in their contributions, and understands tenant improvement, et cetera, signage, HVAC, et cetera. So thank you very much for our real estate. Pre-opening, once we formalize our relationship, you're gonna have an introduction call with our vice president of real estate. And once you'll have that call, you'll be orientated to the entire site search, negotiating, legal review, et cetera. Now, once you come on board and we formalize our agreement, should we get to that point, we'll have a welcome call. And it'll be right after we join. You come to Discovery Day. Should we approve you for a partnership? Should it be something you're interested in? We're going to have a welcome call. And in the welcome call, we're going to be introducing you to what we call Track to Open, which are weekly 30-minute sessions that are going to help you open your business safely and creatively under budget. So over the next 12 weeks, 24 weeks, every single week we'll have a pre-scheduled 30-minute call, and we'll be walking you through systematically, coaching you on every aspect of opening your business safely and creatively under budget to help guide you from making those mistakes. Again, seeing and preventing mistakes from occurring. Once you open and we come back from your grand opening visit, we have what's called track to profit coaching. So each week we'll have what we call, for the first 20, 24 weeks, we'll have 30 minute to an hour sessions. And that's where we'll be coaching you on marketing, sales procedures, service procedures, administration, as well as finance. And we're going to be focusing on getting you to break even, getting you to profit together. We're going to have access to your POS systems, your financial records. You might be on QuickBooks Online, Intuit. We'll have access to be able to coach you on how to manage money. We'll also have access to your POS system. So we'll be working hand in hand together with these coaching sessions to train you, on your business, in your business, to operate. And that's called what we call track to profit. As we get open, we're also going to be giving our franchisees a pre-opening guide. And this is a workbook that gives you all of the explanations of every step of the process. All of our franchisees will get an extremely detailed pre-opening workbook. Everything from telephone to internet to social media to square footage, prototypes, insurance companies. Every detail that we can think of that's ever happened, we're going to have in your pre-opening guide. So during our weekly calls, you'll be able to reference this along with our track to open. Additionally, you will notice that we have a franchisee operations manual. It will have a very structured table of contents. It will assist you in every aspect of operating your business. And one of the things about your franchisee operations manual, you'll always be able to reference the manual so that you're not always on the phone calling us. You'll be able to reference a particular section, a particular category, and you'll be able to read your manual and get answers to your questions, so you don't ever have to feel like you're in wait, you're in need, and there's anything. We want to give you reference materials, you know, to read and train. Additionally, through our relationship, we have ongoing support services. You'll notice we'll have periodically through the year, we'll have digital training sessions, regional conferences, coaching, networking, troubleshooting, newsletters. So we'll have, over the course of 10 years, we'll be having different types of, you know, support things that we do to strengthen our relationship. Additional to our brand, you'll notice we have our national egg bread consumer website with a location finder. We have a media manager with your marketing and technology that you can download some pre-opening ads, grand opening ads, any other types of ads that you want to make available. We'll have an additional third-party graphic design company that we've licensed to use our name. You can call them directly and get posters made and special events and outdoor events. If you're going to a special event, we want to have somebody that you can call and pay to get, you know, fast, quick, you know, third-party design. Additionally, we'll have different social media types of activities, Instagram, etc., Facebook. And as we evolve our relationship, one of the things you're going to have as a tremendous value to you is over the years of our research and development, over many, many years, we've developed unbelievable partners. And one of the things, if I could share this with you, Rachel, is that we don't use the word preferred vendor. We recommend this vendor. Let me introduce you to this vendor. Maybe we suggest you call them. And one of the reasons for that, we've learned that anytime we've used the word preferred or suggest or let me introduce, it essentially implies to you to go do it on your own, match yourself with the wrong partner and overpay. Example, insurance. In the past, some of our franchisees have said, well, I go to church with somebody that sells insurance. I go to church with a State Farm agent. I go to church with an Allstate. They go with that insurance company. We're not insured. They're not insured. It doesn't take into everything we do. And they've paid twice as much monthly and annually. So we have our own approved partners that we have built over the years. We source them. We interview them. We train them, from real estate partners to insurance partners, to food suppliers, to distributors, to napkins, to bags, to marketing, to technology, to POS. So we want you to know that's the reason we call them approved. They're not recommendations. We can let them go. But one of the things we like to ask you to do is you're building trust for us. As you're building trust for us, we've built trust for them. We'd like to think that you would give us the benefit of the doubt as your partner, that if we trust them and we source them and they've been loyal to us, that you would then trust our partners as an extension of trusting us. How does that sound to you, Rachel?
Sounds great.
Grand opening. We can't wait for grand opening. That means we're coming out for a certain number of days, pre and post. We will ask that your store is set up. You'll send pictures of it. You'll initial everything. And one of the mistakes we want to prevent, Rachel, is we do not want to get on a plane and drive to your market and come to your store. And unfortunately, in the past, this happened over and over again. We would be hanging pictures. We would be hiring employees. We would be training people. We'd be running to Walmart. And one of the things we've learned with all of our franchisees going forward is we want the entire restaurant set up, fully pictured, fully initialed, and then we'll fly into your market so that we're dedicated to training. Last but not least, before we go any further, we do have a training program. We're going to be inviting you back to our corporate headquarters. Should we become partners? Should we become partners? We're going to be inviting you back for what we call a 9-day training. It's a classroom training. We'll be working 8 to 5 every day, certifying you, graduating you. There'll be a little bit of time in the restaurant, a little bit of time in the classroom. So we look forward to that. And may I ask, as we ramp down, how do these programs and services sound to you? Fantastic. Great. Can you see where you would benefit from all these programs? May I ask if you have any questions, maybe clarifications, concerns, maybe a little bit, and any thoughts that you'd like to talk about before our session is complete today? Again, the purpose of the ME is security, giving them security, security, security. Last but not least, we say one thing. We cannot go any further in the discovery process unless your support system attends this call. We can't invite you to Discovery Day. We can't invite you any further in the process. We want to make sure that your support system is there. One of the reasons for this is that if they come to Discovery Day, 99% of the time in the past when we've let people come to Discovery Day saying it's their money, it's their inheritance, it's their dream, they come to Discovery Day, they're excited, they go home and they say it's a divorce or it's no business. So as much as everybody likes to say they can make the decision on their own, it's their inheritance and it's their money, 99% of the time, it is not a franchise sale because we didn't have the courage to invite the support system into the concept compatibility call or into the ME call, and we pay the price for not being preventative with the problem of the no sale at the end. That concludes our mutual expectations. Good luck.